Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey y'all, kind of want to talk about love and the levels of it. It's consumption, it's representation, it's true meaning. And I'm going to be completely honest with you and tell you my introductions of love. And I feel as though I always say this, and I shall always say this, love is pure. It's a pure entity. The only thing that corrupts it and makes it bad, makes it heart-wrenching and painful, are the people. The people turn it into ugly things. So what we represent love to be are the individuals that introduces it to us, that makes us feel a certain way, but the people corrupt it, not love itself. I want people to distinguish those two. Start from the beginning, right? My cousin, we remember my first love, how intense it was and how we meshed together. We were kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was in high school, and I remember meeting this fellow. I tell this story all the time, but we met in the mall, and he tried to holler at me or whatever, and I didn't pay him no mind. Well, later he found me on MySpace. This is when MySpace was hot, and he commented on my page on MySpace every day, real sweet stuff, beautiful, everything, da da da. And then I go to school and I see him. Now, I was like a sophomore at this time, and I'm like, dude, I walked up to him. I was like, you've been stalking me? Like, you're crazy. This is like, it freaked me out. Like, I've seen you like these three times. And you know, he was just like, he bust out laughing for one, because he was like, whoa, you know. He was like, I've been going to this school and I've been seeing you and I've been trying to talk to you. So, and he gave me that little smirk smile, and I was like, ah, okay. And then, you know, we had a relationship or whatever. My cousin, she pointed out, she was like, I've never seen such young love in that rare form when I was younger. She remembers directly, we tried to double date, and his homeboy wants to talk to my cousin, and she was like, I was in the back seat, he was a cool person, but I just remember staring at you guys in the front seat and how you leaned on him. And then she was just like, it was just such a cute like love story. Oh, obviously it didn't work out because, you know, he was horrible. But I brought this up to say that was my introduction of love, is that it was a friendship. It was me building something with the opposite sex, but we were friends. We would ride around, you know, Lake Charles, or I would chill with his homeboys, and it was just cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a girl, yes. But I'm cool, you know, like, I feel like everybody should feel comfortable around me. I don't want nobody to feel out of place. I don't want no animosity. Everything should be happy and positive around me. And I try to make that even at a young age. So I tried to build that environment, even though I was going through a lot of things at the time. And my introduction to love, as it was my first love, it was dangerous, it was scary, it was raw, and it felt never ending, until it ends, and then you go through this stage of trying to repair yourself. And when you're repairing yourself, you wild out. I don't want to hear nobody say anything. Everybody wilds out. Either you privately do it or you do it to the full public, whatever it is. But you're trying to search for that first thing again. Just, it's like a first high, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you get that first high, you're going to chase to find that high again. But what people fail to realize, it's nothing like that first love, because it was reckless, it was raw. But that's just an introduction. That is just an introduction. That is just, you know, signifying. And I know a couple who've been together since high school, and they still love each other. But one thing she did tell me, very distinctively, she told me, and she said, We were friends. And yes, it wasn't perfect. And yes, we did things to each other. But the one thing we noticed and we valued about each other that still keeps us to this day is that we try. That's all you can do is try in a relationship. And the both of you have to do it. And if you both don't agree to it, then there's nothing keeping you there. And so you grow together as individuals. But the tricky part is as you grow, you both have to re-love each other over again, relearn each other again. And that's where it falls apart. It's because nobody wants to relearn a new person. Nobody wants to refocus their mind. They're still stuck in the past of that person they first fell in love with. That person is gone. I am developing and changing into an individual. I'm growing. So I'm no longer that person you met. And honestly, if I was to meet my first love again, I wouldn't recognize that person. And that person honestly wouldn't recognize me because of that change. And I can say after that, I started to grow and see what I wanted as an individual and a person. But I will say that we all have to initially love ourselves first before you love somebody else. I mean, I preach about that, say that 50 million times a day, but I really want you guys to emphasize and learn that you cannot love someone until you know officially who you are as an individual. And so you look in the mirror and love yourself. And so by me saying all this, I've come to a term where I got into this interaction with a young lady. And I cannot understand how crazy love can make you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've loved a person. And I initially wanted to make it work. But then something my brother told me so passionately. As I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't cry. So when this happened to me, I cried in front of my brother for the first time. And he was like, Ma, I ain't hear you like this. I'm gonna tell you like this. Whatever's meant to be will be. But anybody who truly loves you, who truly messes up or does whatever, will make an effort to prove their love to you. Because ain't nobody perfect, Mo. Ain't nobody shiny angel glitter of gold. None of that. But a real man that loves you will never give up trying. Will never give up trying for you. And you know what? I'm in my late 20s. You know what I'm saying? So to hear my brother say that, I finally learned a valuable lesson of love. And I look at it different. You know what I'm saying? Like every time I ain't gonna count how many times I've been heartbroken. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie to you. But I've been heartbroken. I've been hurt. But one thing I've done is I've walked away. I'm not going to do anything drastic to try to get you back. It's not in me. And the reason I say this, and I'm not trying to say I'm heartless, but what I've learned as a woman, if I know that I gave my all, because every time I give my all in a relationship, I do. But if I know I've given my all to you and it is not enough for you, then I realize I was never the woman for you. It was a lesson learned. But if I've given my all, I can't chase after somebody that I'm not good enough for. And that stems from my worth. And that's for men too. That's not just for women. That's from everybody. You ever had someone you just felt so drastically connected to, but they didn't see that in you. And you felt like you had to chase them. Anybody that truly sees the potential in you will never make you chase them. I'm sorry. You know, I look at women like, the man has to chase me. No. The key thing is that any person that sees the value in you will show you the time. You see what I'm saying? Time is of the essence. Time is important. But anybody that's willing to give you time, even if it's a conversation, even if it's a smile, if they're willing to give you that time, then they see the value in you. And I love for someone to show me that I'm valued, then I have to show you the same. I have to show gratification to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what love is. It's a give and take. But you have to find a balance. People can't just constantly take from you and you get nothing. I'm not getting nothing. No discount. No cookies. No seasoning, no salt, no fries, no appetizer, no mashed potatoes. Like, what am I getting? Like, you need all these things. And then I want people to fully define love, because I feel like we confuse love into lust and anything. And so back to what I was saying with this altercation with this young lady, like, she fully told me, you don't know what love is. And I'm like, I'm gonna tell you what love is to me. I will not be with someone who doesn't value me, that I have to share with somebody. I know everybody isn't perfect. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie to you saying I'm perfect. But someone who's willing to be honest with me and I'm honest with them, I gotta respect that man's mind. I have to respect a man's mind. A woman's mind. Anybody's mind. I have to respect an honest person, because you had the balls to be honest to me. You ain't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to. But with love, I don't want to be made a fool of either. And at times I've been a fool. I've been a terrible fool for love. But, you know, I want to reiterate the fact that I feel as though we confuse lust so much. Lust so much. And we forget the patterns, the changes of how love can drastically move us. And I've talked about love and being a crazy fool for love before in previous episodes, but I really want to reiterate the education of love. Of finding its imperfections as a beautiful remark. Or discovering who you are as an individual by love's nature, its patterns. And to fully understand that is love. Like, I had to reiterate to this young lady that love will not make you a fool. Love will value you. Love will transition you into being a better person. Love will take you to a higher level. You know, like, there's a lot of things that people fail to realize and fail to take an initiative of its factors. But hey, what do I say? I'm no therapist. I'm just a poet. And I got to be honest with you. Like, if you was to ask me what love is now to this day, to this very day, I would say it is a mess. It is. I love someone. I do. And it's a mess. It's confusing. It's crazy. It's radical. It's instant. It's a discovery. It's mind-blowing. It's shifting. It's creating something indifferent. It's making you aware. It's making you see things in a different light, and it's changing you in and out. Love is making me a better woman. Love is making me a better human being, and love is creating an entity within me that's peace. I bring peace because I am loved and I love. I am artistically bound to this. I'm artistically bound to feel free because I'm loved. And so if you were to ask me, for better or worse, what love is pure, innocent, it's love.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.